This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, especially, I think you should do it early today because, according to Jacob, whom I always believe, today is National Daiquiri Day. Now, is it Frozen Daiquiri Day? I think it should be a Frozen Daiquiri Day, don't you?
It sounds better.
Yeah. Because, I mean, anything frozen, I'm considered a barbarian because I put ice in everything. I mean, I really don't drink. People are a little bit appalled. I was out with some people over the weekend, and we went out for brunch, and, I'm really not a coffee drinker, and if I drink anything, it's decaf. And so I thought, well, it came with, you know, God forbid I should not get full advantage of whatever I was paying for, and so it came with the meal. So I ordered decaf iced, and it was at least half milk. People said, why are you bothering? I said, oh, it's very refreshing. My mother actually was the one who taught me. I used to drink iced tea, but tea actually has a fair amount of caffeine in it. I suppose you can get decaf iced. I mean, an iced tea with milk in it just isn't the same, but iced decaf with some Splenda, not bad. I know, I shouldn't be drinking Splenda. I got it. All right. So I digress. It's Happy National Daiquiri Day. Are you a daiquiri drinker, Jacob? Are you a drinker? Do you drink?
No, not really.
Do you know, I think it's really one of those odd things that I think Manny occasionally has a beer. I think all of us are kind of not exactly teetotalers, but mostly. Maybe it's because we have odd hours and we have to sort of be able to think on our feet or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Just doesn't
really
just
do
cheap drunks.
Much for me.
Yeah, I don't either. And people get, you know, offended when, like, I don't, like, every, like, 2 or 3 months I'll have a glass of Prosecco, which is, it's the knockoff. It's the Italian version of champagne. You can't call something champagne unless it was made in the Champagne region of France.
Mm.
And I always ask for a glass of ice. Because if you're going to drink, especially if you're going to drink cheap stuff, it's much better cold than it is not. I also tend to freeze, like, cookies and stuff like that. Do you know about Snickerdoos? You know what
Snickerdoo
is?
No.
Yeah, although I don't actually eat them. But it's, yeah, exactly. It's a frozen Snickers bar.
Oh.
Yeah. If you're going to, especially cheap chocolate, it tastes much better frozen. You just have to be careful you don't chip your tooth. But
yeah.
I think a lot of things. Basically, ice probably just dulls your taste buds. So you don't understand that what you're eating is not very good. Speaking of what you see, this is kind of my favorite pun of the week. I wish Manny were here because I don't know. I think he would kind of be amused by it. Black olives matter. A joint in New Mexico. I think it's New Mexico. Said try our tamponade. And there's a huge outrage about it, but they've been selling a lot of pizza. I don't know. All righty. Give me a call if something's on your mind, 855-993-7569. So the political season, this seems to me to be the longest political season. Every year they seem, or every 4 years, they seem to get longer and longer. This one is kind of the one that seems, although it is in some ways more interesting than most. Supposedly we have two of the most unpopular candidates who've ever run, one who is incredibly experienced, one who has no experience, and it's considered, I think, at this moment to be somewhat of a horse race. I don't know. It is making people, I must say, whatever else it's doing, it's focusing attention on the whole process, which I don't think is a bad thing. In presidential elections, if you can get 40% of the vote out, that's considered a huge turnout. That means more than half of the people who are able to vote don't. My guess is that this may be a fairly heavy turnout this year, which I think is good. If we're going to be a democracy, whomever we choose should be chosen by the most number of people, not the most number of people who bothered to vote, but the most number of people. So, alrighty. Day in history. In 1843 on this day, Great Britain launched the SS Great Britain was launched, which was the first ocean-going craft with an iron hull or screw propeller, and becoming the largest vessel afloat in the world. Which probably lasted for about 4 days, right? Because I actually went to a museum, I think it's in Helsinki, that is a museum that's built around a ship that has a Guinness Book of World Records. I should have looked it up, but I didn't. This is Stream of Consciousness Radio, so I didn't look it up at first. That for the shortest time, because it turns out it was a shipbuilder who died, and his wife took over, the ship architect, I think, and so he was the builder, and I think, I don't know if he was the financier, but she took over the project, and she got distracted by everybody saying, you know, we need to put more, you know, more space on it for cargo, because that's the only way you're going to make any money. So as a result, they kept building it up and up and up over the waterline, and they launched it, and it sunk in 30 seconds. So it was the shortest maiden voyage ever, which is 30 seconds. And it sunk in very cold water and very deep water. So when it was, when they brought it up again, it was in perfect shape. So they built a museum around it. And it's, I mean, to a certain extent, there's something kind of charming about building a museum to a failure. But it's also a museum to greed, because, and to kind of naivete. Because she just really didn't know any better and was, I guess, not able to withstand the pressure of saying, does that sound modern to all of us? We need to make this more and more profitable. It's a fascinating museum. I'll have to look it up. I think if you Google world's shortest maiden voyage, it will pop up. Maybe I'll do that at the break. All right, but this was a ship that did very well. Largest vessel in the world. On this day in 1845, the Great New York City Fire, which I didn't even know about this. It was the last great fire. I can't believe we talk about fires as great. I guess because it was incredibly destructive. It began in the morning, was subdued by afternoon, killed 4 firefighters, 26 civilians, and destroyed 345 buildings. And I actually, down at South Street Seaport, there are a couple of buildings, because that's where the major trade was going on about this time. And there are some that are actually, you can still see the soot. On 1848, a two-day women's rights convention opened in Seneca Falls, New York. Well, I'm not sure we've come that far, baby. 1848. In 1903, the first Tour de France was won by Maurice Garon. But unfortunately, I mean, for me at least, I was in France on an archaeology dig, and the Tour de France came through the town I was in. And it was one of the most extraordinary experiences to see all these bicyclists. It was kind of scary because they go very fast, and the crowds are very close to them, and there are lots of people and lots of riders. But for me, the Tour de France will forever be Lance Armstrong and the kind of taint of it, which is too bad because it's an extraordinary race. I mean, 1903, right? So that's, what, 113 years? Pretty amazing kind of event. Yeah. In 1952, the Summer Olympics were known as the Games of the 15th Olympiad, opened in Helsinki. See, there's the theme we've got going on here. On this day in 1963, Joe Walker, I guess if you're an aviation buff, you know that name, flies the North American X-15 to a record of 347, almost just under 348,000 feet. Exceeding an altitude of 100 kilometers, because this was actually about 106,000 kilometers, the flight qualifies as a human space flight under international convention. Pilots are sort of a breed apart, right? You have to have the right stuff, or the wrong stuff, depending on how you look at it, I guess. In 1981, I didn't know this at all. Tell me if you knew about this. In a private meeting with Ronald Reagan, French Prime Minister François Mitterrand reveals the existence of the Farewell Dossier, a collection of documents showing that the Soviets had been stealing American technological research and development.
I did not know that.
No, and in 1983, the first three-dimensional reconstruction of a human head is in a CT is published, so All sorts of stuff going on. I actually have an interesting story out of India to share with you as well. 855-993-7569. Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. All right, I have one really kind of cool story. It turns out that India was having an issue about not having enough trees. So in one of the provinces, it's Uttar Pradesh, They planted 50 million trees in just over 24 hours. 800,000 people got together. Government officials, students, and volunteers from India's most populous state on 24 hours. I mean, how cool is that, right? They passed out millions of saplings to be planted all over the state so it increased its forest cover as part of the climate change summit. So they decided if they could, I wonder how many of these trees are going to survive. But they're saying air pollution in India contributes to more than 500,000 premature deaths each year. Planting the saplings won't completely zap the country's pollution problem, but they hope that it will raise awareness and get people pumped about environmental conservation. And the pictures, you should go online, look at it. There are people from the soldiers and government officials and women in saris and whatever else. So there you go. They wanted to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. I guess people still want to do that. For the most trees planted in a day. And they wanted to plant 50 million trees. They fell short, but slayed the current record holder of 847,000. Oh, please, not even close. They did just under, I think, it's 49.3 million. And the other one wasn't even a million, so this is 50 times more trees. So there you go. Which, again, you know, these days where all the news is bad news, hearing a story where people get together to do something positive. The story that we covered yesterday about the Wichita, Kansas barbecue with the police officials of Black Lives Matter is showing up again, which it should. I mean, we hear so much bad news, and we hear so much about people being angry and racist and violent toward one another. So there we go. So, I mean, look, these both of these stories are great models for how human beings can behave together. Alrighty, so I thought what we would talk about, just because, especially the speech last night, which is, whether it was an original speech or not, really focused on how much our upbringing affects how we, the values we have later in life. So we had asked, what's the most important part of your childhood growing up, positive or negative? So, Jacob, do you have a story from, is there a moment in your childhood, either a situation or a word or a person that you feel really set you on a path?
My childhood.
Well, it can be adolescence as well. I mean, it's just anything before you were a full-formed adult, which you may be any day now.
It's a good question. I mean, nothing really off the top of my head is coming up. I wouldn't say.
I have a bunch. I think one of the things that just popped into my head, one is kind of a negative one, which I'm not sure I'm going to do. Although I think it has. Well, maybe I'll tell you about it. But the positive one was my father ran part of his business out of the house. He had a home office. And he decided that at some point I should balance his books for him. I think I was about, I don't know, maybe 12 years old. And, you know, I thought it was kind of a cool thing. I think he said he was going to pay me a dollar an hour or something. I don't remember if I got paid for it, but I do remember it's called reconciling a checkbook, and I don't know that people do it anymore because there are all these programs that'll do it for you. But those were the days where you had a ledger and you put in the check and you put in whether it was a deposit or a withdrawal, and you balance the two columns, so at the end you would have all the checks and you would know how much money was still in the bank. And so the checkbook had to reconcile with the ledger. And that was my job once a month that I would come and do that. And I remember I was very proud of myself the first time I did it. And I said, Dad, you know, I got with only 6 cents difference. And he said, no, can't do it. And I said, Dad, I'll give you the 6 cents. He said, nope, it's got to reconcile. And I remember that being one of those things that was really, that there was no room for an error. There was no room for fudging. That it had to be. It had to be perfect. It had to be right. And it wasn't so much that he was demanding, even though he was, but it was that there is a right answer here, and you have to keep working till you can find it. And you could keep, and what happens if you do that, if you've ever had to do it, and I highly recommend it as a great exercise in not only addition and subtraction, which means math, but also in getting the right answer. Because what I found when I went back to find the sixth sense is I hadn't made one mistake. I'd made about four, right? That I'd miscopied a number or that I'd added wrong. And so it came out to be a 6 cent discrepancy. But the point was, when you go back, when it has to be exactly right and you can't fudge it, that you keep looking and you're going to find where you make mistakes. And it was a great exercise. It was very frustrating, but it was a great exercise. The other thing that just popped into my head is learning to tie my shoes. And you have to make the loop. And I remember, I'm not, my hand-eye coordination, especially as a kid, left a lot to be desired. As an adult, I'm a little bit more coordinated, but as a kid, I was not. And just having, trying to make that stupid loop, and my fingers being all sweaty and not being able to do it. But you learn. And I kept saying, no, you do it. And, no, you have to do it. So those kind of lessons that, I suppose now we would call that either tough love or buy the kid loafers. But those kinds of things that I'll tell you, I suppose, well, I'll tell you quickly the other one. At one point, because it probably is one of the defining moments of my life, and it's not quite as positive, although it's in the same genre. My parents, my senior year in high school, had won a trip. And so just before they took off, I had already been accepted at school and college. And my father said, look, if anything happens to us, you're not to go to college. You're to get a job and put your brothers through college. One of my brothers is 5 years younger. One is 10 years younger than I am. And it did occur to me, even at that age, I was like 16, that the only way I'd ever be able to put anybody through college, let alone them, was to go ahead and go to college and get a reasonable job. But it was very clear that was one of those things that education was really important if you were a boy, but not if you were a girl. And that was one of those things. That was my sense of righteous indignation. And I am, as the guys can tell you, I'm relatively easy to get along with unless I feel that somehow something is unfair. And then the righteous indignation bubbles up, and I am a royal pain in the neck. And so I think that experience, I mean, the other two, as you could see, could lead into it. You've got to learn self-reliance. You've got to learn to do things even when they're hard, that there is a right answer and you really should look for it. But that all that issue of saying, okay, you know, your education is not important for girls was what really one of the things that I thought, not okay. 855-993-7569, Quintessential Moments in Your Upbringing. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Steve, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I recently ended a relationship. The relationship lasted 3 months. I was graduating from college. She was staying up at the school. And we've been trying to stay friends, but it's been sort of difficult.
It's really hard, Steve, and I do want to know more specifics about this, but in general, it's very hard to go from romance to friendship.
Right.
It's pretty easy to go from friendship to romance. And you can go from romance to friendship, but there needs to be a serious break, not only in geography, but in time. And quite often, I mean, 3 months is kind of the beginning good stuff of a relationship, and so it may take, you know, 6, 9, 12 months for it to wash out enough, because otherwise, if both of you decide you just want to be friends, and quite often one person is usually more interested in the relationship being romantic than the other. So let's say, for example, that you're the one who wants to just be friends, and so when you call and say, hi, how are you, just thinking about you, she thinks, oh, he's coming back. He's going to invite me out to his mother's birthday party. And all you were doing was calling up and saying, hi, you know, how you doing? So it's very, it's because, first of all, people aren't on exactly the same wavelength, but more importantly, that cues get misconstrued. So if you really want to just be friends, or, and make sure that when you say just friends, it's not a matter of saying, I really want to break up with you, but I don't want to be the bad guy. Because that's not an okay thing to do. What specifically is, I mean, the two of you live in the same city?
No, I live in New Jersey. She lives in Long Island.
So could you see each other if you wanted to?
Yes, and she's wanted to. And
so unfortunately, I was right that you're the one who's really trying to break it off. Okay, sweetie pie, I think you're just going to have to bite the bullet and admit, you know, rip the Band-Aid off and be the bad guy and say...
I don't want to be the bad guy.
Well, you're going to have to be, because otherwise it's going to come out of her hide. And that's what you have to realize, that you're going to need to be the bad guy. Sweetie pie, you're going to be the bad guy. You want the relationship over, she doesn't. You're going to be the bad guy. So the question is, do you want to be the bad guy in a painful, horrible way that's going to break her heart, or do you want to be the bad guy in a way that's going to be quick and unpleasant, and she's going to badmouth you, but at least it's done for both of you?
But it's really hard, because she wanted to try to keep going and try the long-distance thing. I'd been in a long-distance relationship before.
Yeah. Are you willing to continue this relationship as a romance?
No.
Then you have to be the bad guy. The question is, do you want to be a moral bad guy or an immoral bad guy? Because you're going to be the bad guy. It's okay. There have been people who've been the bad guy who've broken up with you. The person who wants the relationship over is always the bad guy. It's just one of the rules of the universe. The point is, you can either take it out of her hide, which is not a very nice thing to do, or you can say, listen, I think you're a wonderful woman. I'm just not willing to continue this right now, and I'll call you in 6 months and see how you're doing. Because anything short of that, she's going to misinterpret, and you're going to break her heart. And that's not okay. I mean, it's okay to decide, you know, it's done. And it doesn't feel very good. It always feels more, what's the word, ethical. It feels more sympathetic to be the dumpee rather than the dumper. But you're the dumper right now, so you're just going to have to face up to that and just be, you don't have to be mean about it, but you have to be clear about it. And you saying, well, we'll be friends is basically a lie, because her version of friends is, he'll just decide that he really does love me and he'll come back.
Okay. Well, we also have, like, similar friends, so I'm just concerned, you know, what she's
going to badmouth you. Yeah, she's going to badmouth you. And I think that's part of what you have to do is just you take the... And if one of your friends says, well, I hear you're really lousy to Eileen, you know, she's still in love with you, you could say, you know what, she's a great woman. And just say nothing more than that. You don't have to badmouth her back. You don't have to do anything, but you have to end it.
Okay.
And you are going to be the bad guy, Cookie. It happens. It's okay. Sooner or later, we're all the bad guy.
Yeah.
And look, it's better to be a moral bad guy than an immoral bad guy. And those are really your only two choices. Because, when I say bad guy, you're not evil. It's just you want out, she doesn't. And it always feels lousy to feel that we're disappointing somebody.
But I felt like that's what I was doing when, you know, breaking up the relationship. I didn't know.
Yeah,
I
but it's not broken.
Twice.
Yeah, but and now you've learned, Steve. Hopefully you've learned from this that the lesson in life is, if you're going to break up, do it cleanly, neatly, and clearly. Don't do this, let's just be friends crap. Because it is. And it confuses, because you can just see what happens. I don't even need to tell you. Well, I guess it's already happened. That she calls you up because she's lonesome and you talk with her. And at the end of the phone call, she thinks, well, you know, he's going to call me. And you're not. So don't do it. You're much better. And it's going to hurt your stomach, too. And it's going to make you get ugly with her sooner or later. Hopefully there's nobody else that you're involved with right now, because that's really not an okay thing to do. But the deal is that you really need to make it clear to her that you really like her, that you'll always be friends, but you have no interest in a romance right now. And the only way to make that clear is to not see her, talk to her. Don't send her a birthday card. Don't call her on her mother's birthday. Just stay away from her. No emails, no texts, no, you know, phone calls, no nothing. And just, you know, let some time go by. And when I say time, I'm talking about 6 months.
Right, and she has a birthday coming up. I should just know.
Yeah, because, my dear, if you send her a birthday card, it's going to open the wound. Let her be, and she's going to be mad at you.
But, yeah, she's going to be mad at me for not even
talking to her
on her birthday.
But you call her on her birthday. How do we think this is going to help her to heal from this, to move on with her life, to get away from you?
I don't know.
You've got to make sure that you're not trying to be, that you're not salvaging your sense of self at her expense. As you point out, you've already dumped her. that doesn't feel very good. Look, let's say the roles are reversed. There's probably at least one time in your life where you've been crazy about a woman who just, it wasn't going to happen. And it's not that she was a bad person. It's not that you did anything wrong. It just wasn't going to happen. And hopefully, and she called you on your birthday. When she calls you on your birthday, you think, wow, this is great. And she said, and you said, gee, that's so nice. Can we get together? No. I just want to call you on your birthday. It doesn't make you feel any better. It ruins your birthday.
Yeah.
Don't ruin her birthday.
Okay.
All right. It's not going to be her favorite birthday ever, but you can make it better or worse, and making it better is not calling her, because then she has to deal with the day after her birthday, the day after that, and the day after that. Let her get mad at you. Let her get beyond it. Let her heal. Let her get over it.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Which means, my dear, that hopefully you've learned the lesson. If you're going to break up with somebody, don't do that. Let's just be friends. Just, you don't have to be mean, but you have to be very, you know, it's a death by a thousand cuts or just one.
Right. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Joy.
I know. It's not what you want to hear, but trust me, you'll feel better about yourself, and in the long run, you'll be a better person, because there are going to be other breakups in your life on both sides of it. All right, but learn from this one that you don't salvage your own reputation out of somebody else's hide. It's not an okay thing to do. And it's not only your own reputation; it's your own sense of self. That if you're going to inflict pain on somebody, I mean, it happens. Relationships don't necessarily last forever. But make sure that if you're the one walking away more intact, that you don't wound the other person any more than absolutely necessary walking away, which means be the bad guy. Jason, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I to help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener of yours.
Well, thanks, Jason. How am I to help you?
All right. I'm in a very delicate situation here. I've been in a relationship with this person for the past 4 years. And on my birthday, I received a birthday gift from him that was a plane ticket to come to Orlando. But here's the thing. The Tuesday before, after my birthday, he, like, disappeared out of nowhere. And I got worried. I texted him. I called him for almost 3 weeks. And the same day that I departed from New York to Orlando, he disappeared. And he told me that somebody stole his cell phone and the money that he had for my hotel stay. And to add to that, my brother didn't want me to go. So I decided to go anyway because I love this person to death. He has been in my heart for the past 4 years. And I'm 30. My boyfriend is going to be 30 in a couple of weeks. And my brother is 24. So I've been literally stranded for the past several days here in the airport, and I don't know what should I do, doctor. I need help.
You got it. Sorry, so let me understand this. All right, so when you say you were together with this person for 4 years, were you living in the same city? Tell me about the relationship.
Basically, we met when we was back in Puerto Rico in 2012. And then I decided to disappear, and then he disappeared too. And then
Jason, when you say disappear, you mean just stop seeing each other?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
And then around Memorial Day, I decided to contact that person back. He responded. He had a huge birthday gift. And this time,
all right, Jason, let me stop you for just a second. We'll pick this up in just a minute. So, the 4 years since you've known him, it sounds like you haven't been. All right, well, we'll pick it up in a minute, and we'll figure out, you know, how we get you out of it, or what the situation is before we figure out how to get you out of it. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Jason. Jason, let me just clarify. So the two of you met in Puerto Rico.
Sure.
I got that part. And then
sure,
the two of you stopped seeing each other. So up until, and your when was your birth? So when was your birthday? Was it your birthday this year?
My birthday was, yes, it was this year, exactly on Father's Day.
Okay, so that's what, in sometime in June?
Yes, in June.
Okay, all right. And so before, before we go on, how recently had you guys seen each other before he got in touch with you about your birthday?
We haven't seen each other since, just only by a text message.
Okay, but before, all right, before, from going from June backward to the time you met, had you seen each other in the last year, the last 2 years?
Let's say in the past 3 years.
Okay, so he hadn't really seen each other. So he kind of pops up out of nowhere and says, I want to send you a plane ticket to go from New York to Orlando, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Did he send you the plane ticket?
Yes, essentially,
okay.
Yes.
And what does wait a minute. What does essentially mean?
Okay. He bought the plane ticket online.
Right.
I got here barely a week ago. We
okay.
saw each other.
Got it.
And then he didn't have the money to cover my whole 2 weeks. Because of the situation that happened, that somebody stole his cell phone plus his wallet.
Well, is he living in Orlando?
Yes, he's working for Disney.
Good. Okay. So
in January.
So does he? Oh, he doesn't have a job till January.
He has this internship with Disney that ends in January.
Got
After
it. Okay.
January, he will move to New York with me.
Okay. Jason, doesn't he have an apartment or someplace that he's living in Orlando?
Actually, Disney through all of this internship is providing the
okay.
place for him. But,
and you can't really stay with him.
Exactly. That's the point.
All right. So, Jason, do you have a job?
As of now, not really until I go back to New York.
Okay. But do you have, I mean, look, it would seem to me, his cell phone disappeared. He has no money. You're at the airport. How long have you been at the airport?
Basically since last Saturday.
And
I return to New York next Monday.
Well, what are you going to do? Stay at the airport the whole time?
Well, that's what I have been doing
Jason, look, let's assume for a moment, let's pretend that he's being honest with you, all right? I mean, but you're a 30-year-old man, and presumably you can go to, I mean, you don't want to stay at the airport for another week. That makes no sense. So what I would do is go to the airline to show them your ticket, and you may have to pay something to rebook it. Tell them the story, and go home. And this guy,
did this doctor, but the person who covered my ticket going back was my brother, and I have another issue with him too that he doesn't trust my boyfriend.
Well, but Jason. Jason, your brother's right. This guy, you haven't seen him for 3 years. He's not. I mean, look, whether his wallet was stolen or not, presumably he has. You guys are both 30 years old. You're not 15. Presumably, both of you have charge cards. You have bank accounts, and you may not be rolling in money, but you don't leave somebody stranded at the airport either. He doesn't leave you. He's not your boyfriend. And I don't know whether he just, when he saw you, decided that this relationship had no place to go. None of this makes any sense. I think what you need to do is swallow your pride, go home, and don't take plane tickets from somebody that you haven't seen, one-way plane tickets from people you haven't seen for 3 years. It just makes no sense. And if you want to see this guy, I mean, even assuming that any part of this story is true, let him come to New York and see you. I mean, you gave it a shot. You wanted this to work out. You invested in a fantasy. I mean, you don't. This made no sense whatsoever. But if I were you, I would not stay at an airport for another week. I would go to the airlines, explain to them what you told me. They may charge you something, put it on your credit card, pay it off, go home, and don't accept plane tickets from people you haven't seen for 3 years. If something's too good to be true, it is. Okay? And I'm sorry,
but I'll survive on this. And
yeah, you will.
It was the issue that my brother wants to literally kill this person.
I know,
like, don't do it.
No, just exactly. Explain to your brother you've learned your lesson. You don't want to have to bail your brother out of jail. That this was your brother was right, and maybe you need You need to have your little brother vet all of your dates from now on. But look, you invested in a fantasy of this is a great guy and he's going to do all this wonderful stuff. And this guy is, at best he's sloppy. At worst he's a con artist. But so go to the airlines right now and explain what the problem is. And if you have to pay an extra rebooking fee, put it on your credit card. Go home.
Okay, all right, doctor. Thanks for the advice. Any updates, I'll let you know.
Okay, do, Jason, all right?
All right, doctor.
I'm sorry it wasn't a great birthday. But listen, you learned a lesson. And this guy really is a stranger. You just don't know him very well, and I'm sure that there was something kind of sexy between the two of you. But you need to go slow. You need to get to know somebody. And if you'd spend a little bit more time knowing this guy, I think his either lack of responsibility or lack of integrity would have been a little more obvious. So go to the airlines right now. Tell them that going between Florida and New York right now is pretty cheap because it's hot in both places. Explain to them what happened. See if you can't trade in your ticket. Tell your brother from now on you will listen to him more carefully. Put down your credit card and work some extra hours when you go home. Okay? And date people that live in the same area that you do so you don't have to worry about plane tickets to get to see them. And don't, if something's too good to be true, it is. All right? So, and this guy.
All right, doctor, let
it go. Okay, Jason. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Doctor.
This was kind of one of those birthdays. You'll never forget it. It'll be a memorable birthday. I know.
Exactly. It will be.
Yeah.
Well,
and
thanks, doctor.
You're welcome, Jason. 855-993-7569. The two guys dealing with, one's breaking. I mean, folks, relationships are tough, but we need to be gentle with other people whose only real sin is to think that we're terrific, right? You can't just. I mean, Jason's boyfriend, really. I mean, at best, he's sloppy. I think he's probably a con artist. Then when he saw Jason, he thought, oh, no, this isn't going to work. But you still don't leave somebody stranded at the airport. And cell phones are replaceable. And hopefully most of us don't carry much cash anyway. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.